FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country. Now to take us back into another hour of the very best in bluegrass on Into the Blue, here's Carly Arrowood with Solly's Run.
Moonshiner, the last city somewhere. I make it the way it's supposed to be made. I ain't a running around with these clowns. Some things can't be bought or sold, and you can't water everything down. I'm the last moonshiner, the last of the dying kind. I'm the last moonshiner. I just wasn't made.
On the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey, four of those at number one. The Last Moonshiner, that's Mylon Miller and Buddy Melton here on Into the Blue. Well, right now from the solo release by Tim Stafford, one of his own called Hecate Strait.
Thank you. There's no rush, but I'll cherish your reply. Thank God for those who bring the letters. There's snow and rain, heating room of pride. You know that I'm not one for lengthy phrases. You've known me long enough to understand. But I'll smile, cause it still brings me pleasure.
Brand new single from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers just out this week. That's called Pages in Your Hand. By the way, he's got a brand new bass player. You can read all about it on bluegrasstoday.com. And we'll be right back. Bluegrass fans, it's time to reserve your seat to Great Live Bluegrass with a season pass to Bluegrass at the Rock in Valdez, North Carolina. This season features Authentic Unlimited, the Malpass Brothers, Appalachian Roadshow, the Lonesome River Band, and more. Quantities are very limited, so log on now to visitvaldez.com or call 828-879-2129. That's 828-879-2129 for Bluegrass at the Rock.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now at Menards, saving money in your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Right now, the Aneta Matte Black 52-inch LED indoor-outdoor ceiling fan is $139.95 after 11% rebate. View all of our ceiling fans in-store or on Menards.com. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows around 64. Highs around 90 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Upper 80s Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s, storms continue. Take a look at the extended forecast, 59 on Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 90 this afternoon. Lows level off around 64 tonight. We should top out at 90 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 75.
Life on the factory line, but we never left West Virginia in our hearts and in our minds. You better get your things in order. That's what the doctor said, but I won't spend out the rose, and I drew the sparkling water. How many times? Nobody knows. There's a field where Bobby Baker fought for the hand of Ellen Black. I didn't know when he enlisted that he wasn't coming back. Now I'm west of West Virginia, moving on through Tennessee. Doctor softly said he's gone. Now I'm west of West Virginia, and I'm finally moving on.
Final track to West of West Virginia. He is the professor of bluegrass and old time studies at East Tennessee State University. And for quite some time, he worked as a member of Becky Buller's band. Professor Dan here on Into the Blue with a song yours truly co-authored with Tim Stafford. That's called West of West Virginia. We're going back a number of years right now with Aubrey Haney. Getting a little help here from Tim Mincy. Here's Can I Get an Amen?
Said he was a preacher man. Us kids thought he was crazy, sitting in a kitchen chair down by the street. We'd ride our bikes real fast. Man, he would never flinch, even when we rode an inch from his bare feet. So blue, mill workers walking home, that was his gospel cue, to stand on that chair and preach. Who do you trust these days? Who can you lean on?
Brother, the time is short. Better hit those knees and pray. Ask Jesus in your heart before this day ends. You never know when he's coming back or when you're leaving. Can I get an amen? Ago today, that old man passed away without any next of kin to care about where he lay. Retired mill workers came, made a circle round his grave. We bowed our heads and then we all heard somebody say, trust these days, who can you lean on, who can you turn to when you need a friend? Brother, the time is short, better hit those knees and pray. Ask Jesus in your heart before this day. Yeah.
special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Tonight, the crew takes on the Philadelphia Phillies at beautiful American Family Field.
It is up the wall. We're tied 4-4.
With Hall of Fame voice of the Brewers, Bob Uecker.
Deep.
Jeff Leverett.
We are tied. My goodness, is that ball hammered.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From American Family Field here in Milwaukee on an absolutely beautiful afternoon for baseball, it's the Brewers and the Philadelphia Phillies in the third and final game of this series. Hello again, everyone. Bob Uecker along with Jeff Levering and Kent Sommerfeld set to bring you Game 3 action. It features left-hander Wade Miley working for the crew, and the left-hander works for Philadelphia, Ranger Suarez. Back with more of the Brewers after a sweep after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfsten, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LBK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Dual Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
We are back with you once again from American Family Field. It's going to be a red-hot afternoon for baseball. And the Brewers today, Jeff, after a sweep.
They sure are. The Brewers are playing really good baseball here at home as well. They haven't lost a home game since August the 8th. Eight straight victories here at home. An opportunity to get against the lefty and Ranger Suarez, who's been okay here in the month of August. 18 and a third innings, giving up five runs on 22 hits. But the Brewers have done a better job against left-handed pitching recently.
You know, a score each game of 7-5. And despite the fact that the Brewers got seven, both of these games have been well pitched.
Yeah, the starting pitching, with the exception of Aaron Nola yesterday, which I think is a blip on the radar for Nola. The Brewers had a really good approach against him in the first five innings of that ball game, but really good starting pitching. And these bullpens, which have been traditionally very good, have given up a couple of runs here recently. Curious to see if it comes down to it, how the Brewers close out a ball game today. Devin Williams worked both of the last contests.
Yeah, a little testy for him, too.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's a rare occasion to see him struggle a little bit. So maybe get that out of the way before September comes.
Absolutely. Back with more. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone!
Menards, Lane's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madres, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's Cobussen.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Baseball, America's pastime. Ice cream, America's favorite dessert. A perfect match. Wisconsin's team and Wisconsin's ice cream, Cedar Crest. Made in small batches from scratch and slowly pasteurized to lock in flavor, ice cream isn't just a business at Cedar Crest. It's a passion. So while baseball's trying to speed up the game this year, don't speed up the ice cream. Savor it slowly, enjoying every amazing bite. Cedar Crest, it's the best.
Back with you once again from American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Philadelphia Phillies, game three in the series. Ranger Suarez is working for Philadelphia today. Left-hander Wade Miley goes for the crew. Bob Uecker along with Craig Counsell. And Craig, as we get set for the start of game three in the series, let's go back and talk about last night's game. Another 7-5 win for the crew in a very good game.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, a couple of keys to the game. One, first, Colin Ray, just delivering, really. He got, basically half the outs in the game, kept him to two runs, and put us in position to win against a very, very good lineup the Phillies feature nightly. And then second, I thought we did a nice job against a really good starter in Aaron Nola, and started the second inning with just a bunch of two-out base hits. We got a big blow from Carlos Santana later in the game and hung a good number, big number on a good starter. So that's some good offense and some good pitching, and the bullpen did their job. A bunch of guys did their job and got us another W.
Craig, talk about Aaron Nola and facing a guy like Aaron Nola who throws change up after change up, curveball, the off speed stuff. I mean, it seems like as a hitter that you would kind of sit back and look for those pitches, but yet they're still tough to hit, right?
Yeah, he came in the first inning. He got Yelich and Contreras out very easily, and then Santana, had a really tough at-bat against him.
Yeah.
Made him throw 10, 11 pitches. I think he was 10 for 10 throwing strikes until Santana hit. And, he made him throw all his pitches. And I thought that was a big deal for us to be able to see all of his pitches. You saw later Santana hit the home run on the breaking ball, I think in part because of that first at-bat where he made him throw all his pitches and see all his pitches.
When you look at a guy like Nola, though, and he does it start after start after start, and year after year after year, and it's not only him. I mean, there are others that do the same thing. But as a hitter, prior to game time, are you geared for a guy like that, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, the thing Aaron Nola is good at is, like you said, he's throwing three pitches for strikes. So it's you have to defend against all three pitches, and he's got very good command. And so, And even though you may have faced him a lot, in the, which is obviously in the case like a Yelich or a Santana even has probably faced him a lot, it's an execution game, you know, and Aaron Nola executes a lot of pitches, and when pitchers execute pitches on the edges, they're tough to hit. So you're really, in like Christian's case or Carlos's case there, they're just looking for, give me a pitch in the middle of the plate. Whatever it is, breaking ball, fastball, give me something in the middle and not on the edges. And Carlos got one and hit it a long ways.
Back with more from Craig after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Your Country. Your Country. 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash, for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues. Brewers, Phillies, and game three in the series, and then it's hit the road time. Craig, you're home for 3 days, and a good 3 days, and hopefully today another win against Philadelphia. But now you're coming up on a tough road trip, too. Pittsburgh and New York, and we're grinding down, and the end's coming up here in a couple of weeks, and the club is sitting pretty good, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, tough road trip for sure. Pittsburgh is playing very well. They've won five in a row. You know, there's always, it's always a little, you're going into it, and we've played recently a bunch of home games, huge crowds, Chicago series, a lot of energy there. We're going into a place that's a team that's not going to the playoffs. Atmosphere is a little lower. Right. That's always something to guard against, I think, in this month of September. I always caution against these series, and we'll discuss that with the players a little bit, because it's, they're still very important games, and against a team that's playing very well. And then you go into Yankee Stadium, obviously, and that's a team that's not having the season they want, but it's New York Yankees and always a challenge. So, yeah, there's, you know, I think after today there's six series left in the season, or maybe eight series left in the season, and so it is winding down, and you know, our job is just to keep winning, and you know, every win you add, you feel like it makes your job just a little bit easier.
That's the On Deck Show, built by Menards, back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for fall with hot deals at Menards. Saving on hardwood firewood bundles. $3.99 each after 11% off. Fire up the grill. Royal Oak Hickory Charcoal is just $6.99 after rebate. Tackle fall projects with performance work gloves. $2.99 a pair after 11% off. And a 17-pound bag of fall lawn food with weed control is $14.99 after rebate. Good through September 10. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. You can trust Innovation Refunds with your small business's ERC claim because of their SOC 2 Type 1 security compliance. Without this, how can you be sure a company can protect your information? It's not like here on the radio where all you need to be secure is a sensor button. My password to my bank account is Ty's cool password 1. Uh-oh. Luckily, Innovation Refunds is more reliable. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS to get started.
Show built by Menards continues from American Family Field, half open, half closed today on this warm day in Wisconsin. Time now for our drink, Wisconsinably Brandy Old Fashioned. This day in baseball history, well, 1928, Ty Cobb makes his last of 4,189 hits. It's the 724th double of his career as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning for the Philadelphia Athletics in the first game of a doubleheader in Washington. The hit is off of Bump Hadley. How about that? How about 1932? Jimmy Fox of the A's hits his 50th and 51st home runs to become the third player to reach 50 in a season. Babe Ruth was the first to do it, and Hack Wilson was the first National League star to do it as well. 1957, Warren Spahn of the Milwaukee Braves recorded his 41st career shutout with an 8-0 victory over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley. Spahn's shutout set a major league record for left-handed pitchers. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake or in the lot or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for it where Brandy is sold or served. Time now for our injury report. It's presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Aaron Ashby continues his Major League rehab assignment with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers up in Appleton. It's the Brewers and the Philadelphia Phillies today, the final game of this three-game series. The Brewers have taken four of the first five against the Phillies in the season set. They send Wade Miley to the mound in game number three, looking for yet another home victory. It would be their ninth consecutive home victory. We'll be back in just a moment. Josh Maurer's Down on the Farm Report continues in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinably's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinably.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We spend our days driving family to all the places they need to go. In between carpools, work meetings, and errands, you have to fill up. So here's a way to make that cheaper. Use Unleaded 88. It's another option at the pump that makes a big impact. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, safe for my car, and it's made from Wisconsin corn. It feels good knowing you're supporting local farmers, saving money, and protecting the environment. Unleaded 88, clean, safe, and affordable. Learn more at WIBiofuels.org.
The Brewers look to sweep the Phillies this afternoon. It is the On Deck Show built by Menards at American Family Field as Game 3 is coming up. I'm Josh Maurer. It's time for our weekly look at the Brewers farm system on a Blaine's Farm and Fleet minor league report. This week, we check in on a big rehab assignment that began last night involving a pitcher, and in the same game, get you the big finish from last year's Brewers first-round draft choice. But we begin with the AAA Nashville Sounds, who are expected to get the debut this afternoon from newly signed third baseman Josh Donaldson. He should be in the Nashville lineup in Durham. Last night, it was another Nashville third baseman that stole the show. In the fourth inning, Durham had the bases loaded and former Brewer Raimel Tapia was at the plate, but Tyler Black was ready over at the hot corner. Here's the voice of the Sounds, Jeff Hemm.
2-0 pitch by Lauer, and Tapia lines one to third, caught by Tyler Black, diving to his left and spearing it to end the inning. What a play by Black, and Lauer gets out of the jam.
Nashville would come up short last night despite the heroics of Black, who also had a hit at the plate. For the year, he has now stolen 50 bases between Double and Triple A, the most in the Brewers farm system. Yesterday, the Brewers named left-handed starter Robert Gasser the organization's minor league pitcher of the month for August. And to begin September, Gasser tossed a fifth consecutive quality start. His 155 strikeouts this season are the most in the Triple A International League. We move now to AA. It's been quite a week for the Biloxi Shuckers, who have won the first five games of a series at Tennessee. And after those five wins against the Smokies, the Shuckers are only a half game back of a playoff spot with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. The highlight of highlights this week came Thursday night, as 19-year-old Jackson Chorio, the top prospect perhaps in baseball, did something that we have not seen for a long time. Here's the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
The 0-2 pitch. Chorio swings and drives it out to right. Casey's back on it, watches it go, and there's 20! And Delvin Young's got company! Becomes the second teenager since 2005 to a 2020 season in the high minors. It's Jackson Chorio and Delvin Young.
Chorio would follow that blast with another one on Friday night to set a new career high with 21 long balls on the season. He also has 37 steals this season and is only three away from just being the 12th player in minor league baseball to have a 20-40 campaign since stats go back in 2005. We continue this Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report with a look at the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who last night got a scoreless inning from lefty Aaron Ashby. He began a rehab assignment against Beloit, walking two and striking out two while throwing 18 pitches. If all goes well medically, Ashby would start again for the T-Rats on Wednesday night. It was a pitcher's duel in that game at Beloit last night when Wisconsin trailed 1-0 with two outs in the seventh inning and had a couple of men on base as Eric Brown Jr., last year's number one draft choice, came to the plate. Here's the voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Chris Mehring.
The 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. This ball's going to get out of here for Eric Brown Jr., and the Rattlers have taken a 3-1 lead in the seventh.
The blast led the Timber Rattlers to their seventh consecutive win and kept their playoff chances alive. Brown was injured for parts of the season, but since rejoining the Timber Rattlers, he has 8 RBI and 7 steals in 9 games. And we'll finish out with the low-A Carolina Mudcats, who have had one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League this season, 21-year-old former fourth-round pick righty Logan Henderson. Last night against the Downeast Wood Ducks, he put up a career high with double-digit strikeouts. Here was the last of them from play-by-play voice Greg Young.
The 1-2, got him. Strike 3, 2 down, and that is strikeout number 10 for Logan Henderson. And that is a new career high.
Henderson's career night was part of a 13-1 win for Carolina. For the season, the 21-year-old right-hander now has a 2.75 earned run average over 18 starts. There's a name to look out for on the mound moving forward. And that's this week's Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Jeff Levering returns to get you this afternoon's starting lineups. Brewers go for the sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies right here on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got six flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
We are back with you once again from American Family Field. It's time for today's starting lineups, game three in the series. Here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks so much, Uke. Philadelphia Phillies coming to this one with a record of 74-61. Starting lineup brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Starting lineup for the Phillies, leading off left fielder Kyle Schwarber. Batting second is the shortstop Trey Turner. In the three spot in right field, Nick Castellanos. The DH batting fourth, Bryce Harper. Hitting fifth is the first baseman, Alec Bohm. Doing the catching, batting sixth is JT Realmuto. Batting seventh at second base, Bryson Stott. Hitting eighth in center field, first appearance of the series, Christian Pache. And batting ninth, third baseman, Edmundo Sosa. Starting lineup again for the Phillies, Schwarber, Turner, Castellanos, Harper, Bohm, Realmuto, Stott, Pache, and Sosa. And on the mound, left-hander, Ranger Suarez. Starting lineup now for the Milwaukee Brewers, trying to win their third consecutive ball game and sweep the Phillies out of Milwaukee. Leading off left fielder Mark Canna. Hitting second, the DH, William Contreras. Hitting third at first base, Carlos Santana. Cleaning up the shortstop, Willie Adames. Hitting fifth, right fielder Tyrone Taylor. In center field, hitting sixth, Joey Weimer. Doing the catching and batting seventh is Victor Caratini. In the eighth spot, third baseman Andrew Monasterio. And finishing out the starting lineup, second baseman Bryce Terang. Again, the starting lineup for the Brewers, Canna, Contreras, Santana, Adames, Taylor, Weimer, Caratini, Monasterio, and Terang. And on the mound, veteran left-hander Wade Miley. Umpires for this one at first base, Derek Thomas. At second base, John Tumpane. At third base, the crew chief Hunter Wendelstead. And behind home plate is Corey Blazer. On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network.
Why pay extra to ship and wait when you can pick it up for free today? At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we make it easy. Just do your shopping online from wherever you are at farmandfleet.com, and then you can use our fast and easy drive-through service to pick up your order. Just drive up and leave the rest to us. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll have you loaded up and on your way in no time. Shop online and drive through. More ways we make it easy for you. Find value
at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey, what are you cooking, Tony?
Usinger's bacon. What else would I cook for breakfast?
You got that right, pal. It's just not breakfast if it doesn't include some great-tasting Usinger bacon.
You got it, Bob.
That wouldn't happen to be Usinger's peppered bacon, would it?
In fact, it is.
Ah, thick slices of black pepper rub bacon, perfectly smoked in Usinger smokehouses. Hey, let's play two.
It's an off day, you.
Two rounds of bacon, peppered, followed by honey glaze.
Now you're talking.
Once again from American Family Field, and before we continue, stepping out 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves, this is the